before Celebrity Tequila, before Diffuser Tequila, and before the industry exploded into what it is today, one family helped build one of the most iconic tequila brands in history. And now they're back, making tequila their way. Tonight, we're going to talk about a tequila that I am really excited about. Not because it's flashy marketing, not because there's a celebrity behind it, because of the family, the history sitting behind this bottle. This is El Mexicano Blanco 90 Proof, made at Nam 1588 by the Buñuelos family. And if that name sounds familiar, it should, because they're the original family behind Tequila Casadores. Now, a lot of people don't realize this story, but the Buñuelos family helped build Casadores into one of the most recognizable 100% agave tequila brands in the world. Their great-grandfather, Don Felix Buñuelos, and their father, Leon, were part of building the legacy for over 50 years. And eventually, the family sold Casadores. But tequila never left their blood. Years later, Leon Jr. and Willie Buñuelos teamed up with their father and launched El Mexicano Tequila, a return to making tequila their way, with their own distillery, their own process, and their own vision. This tequila is made at Hacienda El Mexicano in the highlands of Jalisco, right in Arandas. If you've ever seen pictures of the distillery, it's absolutely stunning. Terracotta walls, open archways, everything designed to celebrate Mexican culture and tradition. And I love this part. It is produced intentionally, open so visitors can see actually how the tequila is made, hiding none of the process. And this tells me a lot. Now, let's break down the production of this because it checks all the boxes. This is 45% ABV, so we're talking 90 proof. Production-wise, they're using low-pressure auto-cooking. They're using a roller mill for extraction, open-air fermentation in stainless steel tanks, deep well water, and in double-distilled in stainless steel pots. And one detail I thought was really cool, they actually played classical music during fermentation. Now, some people laugh at that, but if you've ever stood at the edge of fermentation tanks and taken a coin or a key and banged on the stainless steel tank, you'll actually see the yeast change its direction and turn and come to where you're tapping on the tank. Yeast is alive. Vibrations make it work, and classical music makes it happen. And that's something that I really think is cool. All right, let's get this in the glass. This is actually a tequila that I bought in the Flaviar Agave Matchmaker program. It came as part of the high proof distillation class that we took. So I was really excited to get this one because at that point I have never tried it. So let's dive into the nose. Wow. Lots of cooked agave. A nice minerality to it. There's a little bit of citrus. But honestly, what I get most out of this one that I like, besides this little mintiness and that lemon, lime, like citrus nose, is the cooked agave. It smells like I'm standing at the edge of the oven, just smelling it. And I really love that about a tequila. And I know you've never been there, so you don't know. But if you have, once you taste it, you'll know. It's so amazing of a flavor. Let's dive into the palate. Now, I got to say, this has opened up a lot for me the last time I had it. Great cooked agave. The first time I had it, I was overwhelmed with alcohol. This time, not at all. It's like the alcohol is not even there. There's a really nice minerality. It's got a nice balance to it. There's a great sweetness to it. That sweetness and citrus really come through together. The finish, again, all cooked agave, pepper, a little bit of minerality, a subtle amount of citrus. The cooked agave in this one is just fantastic. It also has a very nice mouthfeel. The finish is also really clean. I have to say, to me, this is a very traditional profile. This one is awesome. This tequila, for me, is going to be a sipper. At 90 proof, this is one to sit down and relax. At the end of the day, if you really appreciate old school tasting authentic tequila, El Mexicano may be for you. Authentic because it's the family returning to what they already helped shape in history once before. Now they're building something again from the highlands, their own roof, their own distillery, carrying generations of knowledge in a modern tequila landscape. If you guys have ever tried El Mexicano Blanco 90 proof, please let me know in the comments. If you enjoy real conversation, production, deep dives, distillery stories, and tequila reviews, interviews with tequila makers and owners, hit that subscribe and like button. Let me know if you love this tequila as much as I do. Salute. Have a fantastic night. Cheers.